This is Passport to Texas. 10 years ago, the July issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine focused on water and continues to do so each July. Editor Louis Bond describes a few of the stories in the upcoming 10th anniversary edition water issue.
This year, on our 10th anniversary of that first water issue, we've added 40 pages and brought on some of the top experts and best writers and photographers in the state to take a look at how far we've come in the past 10 years and where we'll be heading after that. After a great introduction by Carter Smith, our fearless leader. We move on to a look at the Gulf from Larry McKinney, a former head of our Coastal Fisheries Division. We don't focus so much on the oil spill in this particular issue, but we look at what the Gulf means to us in the future there. Then we look with our own wonderful Larry Hodge at lakes, particularly at the use of lakes as reservoirs in our future water needs. Then we move on to bays with Carol Flake Chapman, in particular a look at Matagorda Bay. And we move on to springs with Joe Nick Patowski. We also take a look at wetlands with Wendy Holtkamp, who looks at these great nurseries as well as barriers to protect us against coastal storms. Finally, we have a photo essay featuring water in our great state parks. So we hope you'll come with us this July to take a look at water in Texas and all its shapes and forms.
Thanks, Louie. That's our show. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.